Welcome to another edition of X-Ray with Dr. Tom Pritchard. This episode, we're going to take a look at a tag match between the Southern Boys, Tracy Smothers, and Steve Armstrong, taking on the Midnight Express with my favorite manager and one of my favorite people in the whole wide world, Jim Cornette. This takes place on WCW, and I'm going to let it talk for itself. Speak for itself, if you will. World Championship Wrestling. The Southern Boys were a young, hot team who came to the ring with a lot of fire and a lot of people got behind them. And, of course, the Midnight Express, sweet Stan Lane and beautiful Bobby Eaton, along with Jim Cornette, were one of the greatest tag teams of all time, if not the greatest tag team of all time. So this is a setup for a big match coming up. I think it was the Great American Bash with the Southern Boys and possibly the Rock, or possibly the Midnight Express. But I know the Freebirds had a hand in this as well. So it sets the stage between four great tag team wrestlers and one of the greatest managers of all time. And again, if you watch the crowd reaction from this time, from this period, of course, it's in Atlanta, Georgia, and the Southern Boys were over. You could still wear the stars and bars back in that day. And both guys were phenomenal athletes. All four guys were phenomenal athletes. And the crowd was enthusiastic. And they believed, because the guys in the ring believed. So, we're getting ready for another great storytelling tag team match. And authenticity. When they get in the ring, everything, all four of these guys do, means something and makes sense. Watch the selling, watch the registering, and how the baby faces and heels interact. So you start off with beautiful Bobby and Steve Armstrong. Nobody's rushing. Everybody's setting the table. Watch the body language. Bobby was one of the greatest singles and tag team wrestlers of all time, in my opinion. Taking Steve back to the ropes. One punch, another punch. Grabs a headlock. Go right in their first spot. Nice leapfrog. Into a monkey flip. How often do you see that these days? A monkey flip with the guy coming off the ropes. And setting everything up, Bobby now staggering around, giving Steve time to come off the rope with a flying clothesline right off that top turnbuckle. And the babyface of Steve Armstrong giving Bobby time to sell. Again, body language is looking as though he's coming forward, but everybody is in the right place and where they need to be. Timing. This is a TV match, by the way, too, so I think they had about 9 minutes for this, but they're not rushing. They know what they're going to do and how they're going to get there. So there's a tag to Tracy Smothers, the old arm wringer, double chop. And again, watch how Bobby registers the double chop. It wasn't devastating. It was effective. It took a bump, but he came right back up. So he's not hurt. He's not overselling it. He's just registering accordingly. And once again, Bobby's in control. And a lot of this right there, a good kidney shot. A lot of this they're calling on the fly. That's just the way a lot of these guys did it back then, and especially these guys worked together so much of the time that they didn't have to know every move. They just felt it along the way. The back fist from Tracy, the kicks from Tracy, that was his gimmick. Tracy was doing the martial arts gimmick back then. So Bobby is selling accordingly as well, from the back fist to the kicks And this now, you see the difference in between the double chop and now the martial arts from Tracy Smothers. It makes sense, Bobby, to tag Stan, because Stan's a martial artist on this team. You're going to see here in just a minute. But Bobby wants to show Tracy one more time that maybe it's just beginner's luck. Again, the heel taking the baby face back to the ropes. Another kidney shot. Punch to the side of the face. Bobby's going to try one more time. Duck the elbow. And here Tracy again outsmarts the heel with the martial arts expertise. This is going to set up a confrontation between Stan Lane and Tracy Smothers. Stan was known for his martial arts expertise, and now Bobby wasn't so versed, but Stan is. So Stan stretches out and is challenging Tracy to a martial arts duel. So here we go. Here's your story. Watch the back fist. And Stan got the advantage right there. So you're telling the story. One more time, Tracy's a babyface back then. You couldn't call him a coward. You couldn't get the advantage without him trying it again. And a block and another back fist. And a kick. Another kick. So now, the Midnight Express taking advantage of the Southern Boys. Put an up and over. And a cross body. And now Tracy has the advantage with the martial arts. And the baby faces are back in control. Listen to the crowd. Look at the people in the crowd jumping up and down, getting behind the baby faces. This was authenticity. The heels elicited real heat. Jim Cornette got real heat. And the baby faces were the Southern Boys in Atlanta, Georgia. Again, not rushing. It's a simple selling and registering what just happened. But he was pretty much psyching him out. And Bobby came back with a punch. So now they're going to take advantage. Nope. A quick roll up. Here's a tag. Tracy didn't see it. Watch this move by Stan. Double underhook. And a slam. Great double team. Midnight has some really cool double team moves, and the babyfaces knew if they sold for the Midnight Express, it was going to make for a better match. It was going to get the people enthusiastic and behind them. And that was the goal back then, to get the people to cheer the babyfaces and boo the heels. The heels didn't do a lot of cool, well, let me take that back. They did do a lot of cool moves, but what they did still got heat if the babyfaces did their job too and sold what was being done. That was a little low kick by Stan. But the quick tags by the Midnight Express and the double team moves made everyone they worked with relevant. And the Southern Boys, young guys, coming up. Working with the two pros like Bobby and Stan and Cornette really made the difference in their career. So watch Bobby again on the ropes, drawing Steve to the other side, which gave Cornette an opportunity to do something on the outside, behind the referee's back and behind the babyface's partner's back. Now notice everything they're doing. The babyface didn't fight back, but it was a simple reversal, and the heels now collided with each other, which is going to give the opportunity for Tracy to tag, and we're going home now. Watch Steve come in, and the heels are bumping and putting their opponents over, which is what we did back then. More so than not. Both guys joining in the action, Steve and Tracy together. And the finish is developing before our eyes. The heel is pinned in a small package. Cornette breaks it up. And here comes Steve to the outside. And once you waffle the manager, look at the people. Again, go crazy. Here's your story, the Midnight Express. But the story is the Freebirds came in from the outside and gave a double DDT to Tracy. While Steve is on the outside with Stan, Bobby's on the inside getting the pin. So by hook or crook, the heels were going to win. And in this case, it took the Freebirds to come in and do a double team. There's a story. All three of these teams were involved in some kind of angle going into the, I think it was the Great American Bash. But if you watch, Bobby makes the pin right here on Tracy after the Freebirds had already come in and done the damage. So it didn't matter how you got the win as long as they got the win. A great tag team match with two great tag teams. And again, one of the greatest managers of all time. That's how it was done. That's how it was done back then. You had your story laid out. You get your baby faces over. You do something to either cheat or get an advantage, an unfair advantage, and you get the heat. This particular match involved an angle with two other guys, Michael Hayes and Jimmy Garvin. But it worked. And that's the way it did work back then. They knew how to get heat, knew how to get the baby faces over. Next time on X-Ray, we're going to have another old-school match telling the same story in a different way. And I'll see you then.